whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype in to show name you are. Excuse me, show username is lrn.fm. That is what you will search for to find Free Talk Live and then send a contact request. The reason the show name is lrn.fm instead of Free Talk Live is because we are from the LRN.FM studios, and other shows like Ali's show,
that's right,
ALP, have the ability to use the very same Skype software.
Which we've done before.
Right.
To have guests on or callers.
Yeah, and it wouldn't make sense for that to be called Free Talk Live. So our username is LRN.FM, and Ali's show is ALP, which stands for what?
Well, it changes every week, so it depends on the topic. Every week we go in depth into one topic. And it's a two-hour show, Saturday nights. And like last week, we talked about marriage, and that was an interesting discussion.
You mean this past Saturday?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And neither Ellen and I are married, but it's interesting because growing up as a young girl, your marriage is like sort of the be-all, end-all.
It's your day.
Yeah, it's the best day of your life. After
Do you believe
16.
That still?
No.
When did you stop believing that?
I stopped believing that when I realized that they don't just, like, provide you with a marriage. That you have to, like, find...
Someone's got
to
pay for it.
You have to find someone that you're willing to be with for the rest of your life first. That's probably the biggest hurdle. And then you have to find the money for all that. And then you hear about people getting eloped or going to the courthouse and getting married and not wanting all the fuss. And then you realize that all the fuss is kind of stressful. And I was recently hearing someone talk about, you know, wanting to have their dream wedding and it all going wrong and how disappointing that has to be. And I know in my past, whenever I hype myself up for something, I'm always disappointed. So
yeah, you create big expectations.
Yeah.
So it was more like a sort of overtime thing, maybe between when you were a teenager and an adult, that you kind of realized that marriage wasn't what it was cracked up to
be. Yeah, I think when I was like 16, I was like, I'm never getting married.
Now, are you talking about the ceremony or marriage itself?
Well, I guess... So if you'd asked me when I was 16, I would have thought the wedding ceremony and the being married and the legal obligations and divorce were all one thing that you couldn't have. Like, I didn't think outside the box too much. I didn't think, well, there could be someone who I'd want to, you know, have some kind of contract with in a relationship that seemed like a marriage. I never thought of the idea of like a stateless marriage or like having your own unique marriage. And we kind of got into that a little bit on ALP towards the end. Talking
alternatives
about
to marriage.
Alternatives to marriage. You know, a lot more couples are turning to cohabitation. It's growing in the United States, but even more so in other countries. Like, apparently the U.S. is more obsessed with marriage than any other place.
It has been quite the tradition here, and there are
the ceremony,
plenty of people.
Everything about it. And, you know, there's...
So would you say, what was Ellen's perspective? She was your co-host.
Yeah, Ellen was almost... even harder on marriage than I was. Yeah.
That's interesting. So I was talking with Ellen over the weekend and invited her to come be a part of Free Talk Live on Friday night.
That is so exciting.
At least on a temporary basis, because we do know Derek J is going to be coming back, and I'm going to want to make sure that he has room to come on the show. But I think having Ellen
and Derek would be great.
For a few weeks would be great. Well, because right now Daryl's on on Friday nights. But yeah, maybe Daryl wants to take a break, and who knows what it will be in the future. But
we'll
I think
see.
It'd be nice, because Ellen's, I don't think, ever been on Free Talk Live.
She hasn't.
So that'll be fun. So we'll have Allie on Mondays and Ellen on Fridays.
That's awesome.
Starting hopefully this week.
It'll be ALP two nights a week on Free Talk Live.
Exactly, or at least half of ALP.
That's
Let's
right.
go to the phones here. Oh, by the way, check out Allie's show at ALPshow.com.
That's
you
right.
You can go there and download
you can get the
episodes.
Archive.
This
yep.
week's archive is up already.
That's right.
So ALPshow.com.
And we have a Bitcoin jar now I wanted to announce.
So, yeah.
So you can get that on there, too.
You want to tip Allie, you can do that. Let's go to Recording Master Tim. He is on the line, and he's from Wisconsin on Skype. Hello, Tim. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi. First, I'm glad if you're not getting too much background noise of the computer on my computer desktop. And,
nope. All good. Go ahead with your thoughts, Tim.
And I just also thought I just wanted to quick say that I'm glad that I hear you back on the show, Ian, because you know the other guys on the show are good. I feel I miss when you're not on the show.
You
it's
mean,
not the same without Ian.
You mean
sure.
the one day that I wasn't on because I'm not on Sundays?
Wasn't there like a time where it was you were at the Bitcoin conference in Texas, but that was a while ago.
That was like 2 or 3 weeks ago at this point. But yeah, well, thank you, Tim. I appreciate the compliment. What was it you wanted to share with our audience tonight?
About Bitcoin, I really feel that I really would have liked to have, you know, been buying Bitcoin. I heard that there was a time that it was 27 cents a Bitcoin, and I feel I would have liked to have been buying it when it was that low.
Right. I think we all would have liked that.
The only thing that I couldn't help, you know, always feeling or always thinking is where was I going to spend around where I am, because there's no businesses around where I am, you know, getting on board yet with Bitcoin. And now I think I remember hearing you say it went up to $500 a Bitcoin, and I'm like, well, how am I going to ever able to afford that?
Here's how you can do it. You can just go to cashintocoins.com, and you can actually buy less than a Bitcoin. I think that some people maybe misunderstand, and they think they have to buy a whole Bitcoin. If you don't have the money for a full Bitcoin, it's no big deal. If you have $100 that you can put into Bitcoin, you can get a fifth of a Bitcoin, or whatever $100 will buy you at the time that you buy it. So you can have, with Bitcoin, you can break it down to, I think, 8 decimal points. So if you want to, you can buy 0.001 Bitcoin, and that's not a problem. And that will, you know, if Bitcoin continues to increase in value, if you buy a fifth of a Bitcoin, so, you know, 0.2 of a Bitcoin, then, you know, that $100 worth might become $1,000 worth over the next year. We don't know what's going to happen, or, you know, the value could go to zero as well. But my point being is there's not a minimum amount necessarily. Well, I suppose if you want to buy 0.0001, then you're going to have a tough time finding someone who's willing to spend the time to sell you that. But with cashintocoins.com, you can buy as little as $40 worth. In fact, if you buy less than $40 worth at cashintocoins.com, there's absolutely no fee that is charged to you. So really, it's totally easy to get in at small value.
I do wish that there was, I'm sure that there's something like this out there where, you know, it's like an little introduction. Like, you set up your Bitcoin wallet, you're excited about Bitcoin, but maybe you don't know a lot of people to trade with in Bitcoin. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know, some kind of gambling site or, like, small play. Like, something where you can trade Bitcoins at small amounts that people treat like it's nothing because it's so divisible. That, like, if someone, you know, it's, like, basically the equivalent of, you know, liking a Facebook photo, like that kind of thing where you send someone a Satoshi, which is the smallest unit of Bitcoin, is really nothing. It's less than one penny.
So a long time ago, Allie, there used to be the Bitcoin faucet. And when I say a long time ago, I mean in Bitcoin years, so like 2 years
right.
ago. Gavin Andreessen, one of the kind of not the founder, but one of the early programmers and main programmers behind Bitcoin, had a website called Bitcoin. I think it was called Bitcoin Faucet, and maybe I'm misremembering. It doesn't. Right now, if you go to bitcoinfaucet.com, it forwards you to localbitcoins.com. But it used to be that you could, like, get a Bitcoin or half a Bitcoin or something like that back when they were worth 5 cents or something like that.
Right.
And so you had to keep adjusting the amount that the Bitcoin faucet would dispense because it kept getting more and more expensive to run this program. But, yeah, it used to be that you could just go to a website and then click a button and put in your Bitcoin address.
That's
and it
awesome.
Would send you a fraction of a Bitcoin or something like that.
Well, I like the idea of people competing or playing for Bitcoin, you know, that there's some object to some game and getting it.
There's plenty of those. The Satoshi Dice, Satoshi Circle, those are two of them. So, Tim, any other thoughts you wanted to share tonight?
Just one question I still had in mind yet to ask about Bitcoin is just to make sure I understand right. So, like, if Bitcoin is $500 a Bitcoin now, that's how much worth a person can also buy with it, $500 worth of stuff with it.
Sure. Right? Well, like with anything, what you can buy for it depends on what someone else is willing to sell. So whatever that price is. And it's right around now, I think, if you go to bitcoinaverage.com, you can pull up a good average global price for Bitcoin. It's actually about $575 at the moment for one Bitcoin. And usually on most exchanges, you can get close to that amount. Right around that amount for your Bitcoin. Thanks for the call, Tim. I appreciate hearing from you. If you want to learn more about Bitcoin, go to weusecoins.com. It's a great introduction there. There's more coming up here on Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
What you want right here toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We got Skype. Skype in the username lrn.fm. That's user lrn.fm. Do send a contact request first, though, otherwise it won't work. So send the contact request, you'll be approved. And then you can connect with us on Skype easily. And if you got the choice, go ahead and use Skype, because almost always it'll sound better than your cell phone or home phone. Our number here again, 855-450-FREE. We were talking about Bitcoins and had some newbie questions, and that's totally fine. Everybody's a newbie to Bitcoin at some point. WeUseCoins.com is probably the go-to point for someone who is completely in the dark about Bitcoin.
And there's always people out there who are really into Bitcoin who will, like, walk you through things.
I think that's a really cool aspect
of the community. Like, I haven't really seen that in a lot of other things where there are people who are understanding if you don't know a lot about Bitcoin and they're actually kind of excited by that. Like, can I help you learn about this Bitcoin thing?
Sure, because everybody that you help learn about Bitcoin is another potential user of Bitcoin, thereby making Bitcoin that much more solid of a currency.
Right.
So everybody has a personal interest because we want to see Bitcoin succeed. We want more people to accept and to understand Bitcoin, and it helps when they understand that there was a situation at a local business that accepts Bitcoin. You used to actually work at this corner store,
yeah,
Allie, where apparently one of the employees doesn't really understand Bitcoin, but knows how to use the app. So the employer has a Coinbase app on their website, and when you go and you buy something with Bitcoin at the store, the employee is supposed to put in the amount and then generate the code, and you scan the code with your phone, and you pay with the Bitcoin. It usually works fine.
Now, it is different than what's the normal kind of exchange that happens, like through a register or something.
They're very different.
Federal Reserve notes. So I think that's one of the hurdles to Bitcoin is, like, you know, for one thing, it does kind of add to the cost of your employees because it's a little extra training have to offer.
Yeah, there's definitely some training that has to go on here. And in this case, the training was rudimentary to the point where the employee knows how to take Bitcoin, but doesn't really know enough about how it works to be good with customers about it. So somebody, one of the local liberty activists went in, they were going to purchase something for $2 worth of Bitcoin. And apparently the man behind the register put in the wrong amount in the little form that generates the QR code that you scan to do the transaction.
How much did he put in?
I don't know what the amount was that he put in, but it was incorrect. And so the person who was buying, the customer who was buying the stuff, he didn't notice. And that's something that ideally you want to look at when you're buying something with Bitcoin, because it's final. When you send a Bitcoin to somebody, there's not like a refund button that you can
hit. Yeah, but they could send you Bitcoins back.
They could, but this person does not have access to send Bitcoins back. You don't want to let your employees of the store have access to your Bitcoin wallet. You just want to make it so the employees can take Bitcoins in. So what happened was the individual who was the customer pointed out, oh, crap, that was a mistake, because he sent the wrong amount to the QR code or whatever, or something happened where it didn't register or something like that, and he pointed out, oh, wait, I sent the wrong amount, and the guy was like, well, it looks like it came in, I've got it, you know, it's confirmed, but he pointed out on blockchain.info, because you can look up any Bitcoin transaction there, he said, look, it's confirmed, but it's not the right amount, you know, it was a mistake, and the dude didn't know what to do about that. It's like, well, I guess we'll just do it again. And so essentially the customer ended up paying twice for the product. So there is a learning curve involved. It's a new territory. And if your employees don't fully understand how Bitcoin works, for the most part, it works out. But when something goes wrong,
yeah,
it can be a problem.
That's a pain.
So, yeah, there's some learning involved here. In fact, in speaking of the Bitcoin world, Mark has been – he's sick tonight. He's at home. He's been tweeting. And he's tweeting and Facebooking and Google Plusing, hooting, I guess, as we might call it, all together. He's been putting out some good stuff on there. In fact, he hooted out that Walmart is now available through gift.com, G-Y-F-T, gift.com. I really would love to get Gift on as a sponsor of Free Talk Live, so they're getting this one for free. But this is just such great news. People need to know about it. Gift.com is a great site where you can actually go and buy gift cards for a variety of different things, restaurants, Amazon. Amazon's the one that I've used with Gift previously. In fact, I bought a new video camera using an Amazon gift card that I purchased through Gift.com. So essentially that means that I don't have to turn my Bitcoins into cash to buy. Because Amazon doesn't accept Bitcoins yet. But they do accept their own gift card. And Gift has a system that allows Gift to buy
Bitcoin
cards.
So Gift accepts Bitcoins and they sell gift cards so you can buy gift cards as Bitcoin and then use gift cards at anywhere, right?
Right. And you don't have to get a physical card. When you go and you buy the card on Gift, they give you a code. And so you have a code that you then go to Amazon and you put into Amazon, and it kind of credits your account, basically, that the amount of money that was in there.
GYFT.
So, GYFT. Plus, cool. There's like a 3% money back thing. So where if you buy with Bitcoin, they give you bonus points. And then as those points accumulate, you can turn those in and get another gift card for the bonus.
Man, they really should advertise on Free Talk Live.
They really should, because I understand their product and it works very, very well. I'm kind of a fan of what they do there. Now that you can do Walmart gift cards, I think that's a game changer.
Yep.
Because you can go and buy your toothbrush and toothpaste and toilet paper and groceries.
Does this mean you can buy gas with Bitcoins now?
There are some Walmarts that have gas pumps. I don't know about that, Allie. I would presume that anything you can buy with a Walmart gift card at a Walmart, you can now buy with Bitcoin.
That's great.
I mean, that's people who want to know whether Bitcoin's this real thing or not. Here you go. Now you want to go get your tires changed. You can do that with Bitcoin if you got the Walmart Supercenter near you.
You know, I've complained about gift cards before because it's kind of like giving a company like Walmart a loan. Like, it's their IOU.
Yeah.
But I guess in this sense, it totally makes sense.
In this sense, it makes sense because you're using it presumably right away.
Right.
I'm not going to buy a gift card and not use it. I'm going to buy one and with Bitcoins, and I'm going to immediately go shopping with it. If I leave a small balance left over, that's no big deal. I know at some point I'm going to spend $20 at Amazon, so it's no big deal if that sits in the account. But usually stores win on gift cards because they know, and it was the same thing with gift certificates, they know that people aren't going to cash them in, that there's a certain portion of people who aren't going to cash them in. That's why there's no fee typically on a lot of gift cards, although some there are.
That's how
some
they make their money on it.
Some of them, they'll hit you with fees, too. It's like you have this balance, and it's good for 180 days, but after that, they start dinging the account for like an administrative fee.
Mm.
So some of them even have fees, but the ones that don't have fees, they're just banking on the idea that of 100 people who buy I keep calling them Bit cards. Of 100 people who buy gift cards,
that's what they should be called.
10 of them are probably not going to use them. They're going to get the gift card at Christmas or their birthday, and they're going to think, oh, that's nice. And they're going to put it in a drawer somewhere, or put it in their wallet, and promptly forget about it and never actually use the balance on the card. So not only do they get money, because when somebody buys a gift card, the store's still getting money when they use the card because they're buying things at the store. So they don't lose out on the people that use the cards, but they definitely gain on the people who don't use the cards.
Who miss them, yeah.
So 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. We didn't finish the My Little Pony story.
That's right.
So we've got to get back into that. Of course, you can bring up anything you want here on Free Talk Live.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course, you can bring us whatever you want. Just dial on in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, with you in studio is Ian.
And Allie.
And if you are into coffee, and I know Allie is a coffee drinker.
I certainly am.
You can get a free pound of the best coffee. It's BuzzBox. Shade grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica. In fact, it also has Allie's seal of approval, as I understand it.
It does. It's very tasty. That's my favorite thing about coffee, is how it tastes and how it makes me feel.
And they, and a free pound, you can't beat that, of tasty, delicious coffee from BuzzBox. You can go to coffee.freetalklive.com and get your free pound right now. You do pay the shipping cost, but the coffee itself, you won't pay for that. Coffee.freetalklive.com, BuzzBox is different than other high-end coffee providers. They're competitively priced with those other people out there, but they're doing something unique. They are actually working a program. They've got a program that allows people around the world to buy into their coffee co-op. They're also looking to recruit 1,000 Free Talk Live listeners to order coffee from coffee.freetalklive.com, and that'll allow us to finance 100 microloans through World Vision. So they're really doing things to help people in some tough parts of the world make a better life for themselves. You can help do that by drinking coffee, drinking great coffee. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com, and you can get started there. Cancel your subscription at any time and get that free pound of coffee just by paying the cost of shipping at coffee.freetalklive.com. So in the last hour, we talked about the My Little Pony story. A young boy, 9 years old, he was in trouble for wearing a My Little Pony backpack and having a My Little Pony lunchbox.
He was being bullied by other kids at school, name-calling, physical assault. And he told his mother about it, and his mother's response, as, you know, any caring parent would say, is, well, you know, hopefully the people who are in charge there, who are supposed to be, you know, keeping the peace. I would think that that's one of your jobs as a teacher or administrators to keep kids from tearing each other apart, that they would be good people to go to let know about the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of offering to protect their son or, you know, basically reprimand the kids that have been doing the bullying, they end up blaming the little kid for having a backpack that was inviting the bullying.
Blame the victim.
Yes.
They told him not to bring My Little Pony accessories. So his backpack, his lunch pail, there, he was not supposed to bring those things to school.
Right. So,
but
this story got tons of media attention. When I was looking for pictures of the backpack, I saw that it was on the news, and I don't happen to watch the news, so I didn't realize, like, how much attention the story got. And I guess most people were sympathetic with the boy, or at
Thank
least
goodness.
All the attention, you know, at least was negative as far as how it made the school look. So there's been a reversal on the school's part. The boy's mother, Noreen Bruce, met with school district officials on Thursday to hash out their disagreements, reports the Asheville Citizen-Times. The dismayed mother had pulled her fifth-grade son, Grayson, out of school last week after school officials allegedly asserted that the My Little Pony bag and various other My Little Pony trappings had become a trigger for bullying and were too distracting to the other students. So you had said, Ian, she should just pull her kid out of school,
yeah.
And that's what she did.
And she shouldn't put him back, even if they're going to reverse their position.
Well, just, you know, they kind of failed the test of how would you handle the situation. So I think it would be hard for me to want to let my son go back to the school where they're only responding to the media attention.
Right. It's not because they've actually had a change of heart.
According to the elder Bruce and her son, other kids had been picking on the boy with flurries of insult and physical assaults. Because of his backpack and that the Hasbro-generated franchise is based mostly geared towards girls. The meeting between Bruce and school officials was a real heart-to-heart, according to the mother. She says, "We are considering all options for getting Grayson back in school," she told Citizen Times after the meeting concluded. "All of the options include Grayson taking his My Little Pony backpack to school. Plans will also likely include a parent advisory council on bullying, which Bruce will assist in organizing." What do you think of these kinds of things? Like these PTA, like MAD, or Mothers Against Drunk Driving, and all these organizations that are trying to fix children in their broken homes.
Well, I think it's certainly the school attempting to make it look like they're doing something about this.
Yeah,
oh,
is it just does it just make the school look good when there's really nothing coming from it other than just a waste of the parents' time?
Well, they stepped in it big time with their decision on this, and now they're backtracking to try to make it look like they actually care.
Yeah, I feel like if I was a parent, and it would be like one of those weird social obligations, like going to church. Like, are you going to the anti-bullying meetup lunch dinner thing? And that it's not the kind of thing where anything actually meaningful happens.
What can they do? I mean, besides getting together and talking about the problem and what they think the punishment should be, or maybe trying to mold school policy or district policy or school district policy, ultimately, the problem is that the bullies are there.
Right.
That the bullies are there amongst people that will be bullied, that are subject to being bullied, are likely to be targets of bullying, and the school won't do anything about that.
I mean, imagine that
they have to have them.
I feel like a lot of the advice that I hear parents giving to their kids about how to handle bullies is it's assumed that the bullies are going to be there always and you can't get away from them.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if the advice would be different if it wasn't for public schools where everyone's forced into these classrooms or just into the same place. If kids were just allowed to freely roam or they could choose to not associate with certain groups, wouldn't better advice be just to remove yourself from those situations?
Well, right. If you're dealing with a privately run school and there's a bully on campus and enough parents come to that school and say, hey, look, we're pulling our kids out unless you do something about this and do something that satisfies us about this.
Right.
Then the school would have to either whip the kid into shape in some way or get rid of them. Because if you got five, you know, if you got two or three people who are paying just as much as that bully's parents are paying for the bully to go to school, there's going to be a real economic incentive there where the school will say, okay, we'll just kick this kid out because we'd rather have five students than this one. So even if it's just a pure economic thing, they would make the right choice in that case. But in the government school system, the best you can hope for is to get the bully sent to the school for bullies, which sometimes they have those where, like, the troubled kids
right.
go. And then, of course, you just got a bunch of bullies around other bullies, and that's not necessarily
learning how, it's like going to jail where you learn, like, new tricks of how to steal cars or something.
So that's not an ideal solution, but anything that I think gets the bully away from the bullied people is a good thing.
Oh, yeah, I would still support, like, I would still support something like that if a private school decided that they were going to have a separate classroom just for the bullies. I mean, if it means less victims, then I would be all for it.
Let's go to the phones. Liberty Phoenix is on the line in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Liberty Phoenix.
Hey, guys. I think you're spot on with your ideas of how much influence that these parent-teacher meetings are actually going to have. Because, I mean, once those kids that are bullying this poor kid go back to their house, they're going to be sitting there watching Disney Channel and playing their Call of Duty and being immersed in the same, you know, things that are giving them the thoughts that bullying is okay in the first place. And the parents can talk to these kids until they're blue in the face. If they actually change the way that they interact with their kids and on a constant basis tell them, you know, that this stuff is not okay. I mean, the stuff that you see on TV in my personal opinion, I think the majority of television programming is disgusting. I can't even stand TV anymore.
I've always wondered if the parents, like when I was in school and there were certain kids who were just jerks,
mm-hmm.
I would always wonder if their parents knew that their kid was a jerk.
Yeah, or are they somehow encouraging that behavior?
Right.
What happens to the dad? I mean, okay, so what about the kid who's a bully? What kind of a dad does he grow up to be?
Mm-hmm.
Probably not a very good
one. Or what kind of dad does he have? I mean, at the time, I didn't realize this. I think I always just thought that the mean kids were just mean because they were born that way. But I think now I would be more inclined to think that kids that pick on other kids are probably being picked on by their parents or a lot of times by teachers. I witness teachers bullying the kids.
I've heard, I don't know if you know, but in Phoenix, if you've got more thoughts, hang on. We can bring it back here in a moment. There was the case of the Robin Hooders being attacked up here by a local thug. I heard a story about him being raised and beaten by his father, so not
doesn't
a surprise.
Surprise me.
We're coming up. You take control here in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up next.
Everybody wants to know, what can you buy with bitcoins? Isn't there like a Bitcoin General Store or something? Well, yes, now there is, and it's at bitcoingeneralstore.com. BitBrew and the Bees Brothers have teamed up to create a place where U.S. customers in the lower 48 can shop for, well, anything, with free shipping. What can you find at BitcoinGeneralStore.com? Bitcoin apparel, stickers, gifts, precious metals, physical bitcoins, coffee and honey, of course, and electronics and computer accessories. The folks at Bitcoin General Store are true Bitcoin believers who don't even use third-party payment processors. They get their inventory direct with Bitcoin and pass on the savings to you. Shop at BitcoinGeneralStore.com with confidence that you are supporting a real Bitcoin economy. You've got to see what they have to offer. Visit BitcoinGeneralStore.com today. That's BitcoinGeneralStore.com.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at PrivacyLockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to PrivacyLockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to PrivacyLockdown.com.
I'm a very bad man, and today I watched you leave for work. Then I kicked your door and took your stuff. Without a door devil reinforcing your door frame, it was like you invited me. Don't worry, I'll check back in a couple weeks. Once you've got new stuff.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths, or visit DoorDevil.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain here on these airwaves. You may take control and bring up whatever you like at 855-450-FREE. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line. We've got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. We've been talking about secession, My Little Pony backpacks, bullying, and that's kind of where we are right now. The story was originally out of North Carolina, where a 9-year-old boy was in trouble. He was the one who was taking the blame because he was being bullied. School officials said, it's because you are wearing a My Little Pony backpack. You need to stop that. His mom did the right thing, pulled him out of school, which is what everybody who I think really is concerned about their children and their educational quality should do, and you know, concerned about dealing with bullies and things like that. Just get them out of the place where they encounter all this awfulness.
Well, the problem is I think a lot of parents don't have the resources available. I mean, you could make the argument, well, you shouldn't add kids if you can't afford to educate them. But I think a lot of parents maybe don't realize how bad the schools are until they send their kids there.
That's probably true, or until something goes wrong after they send their kids there.
And private school is expensive, and a lot of parents can't afford to stay home all day.
True. I think there are still solutions for those who really want it, though. Like, you can get parenting groups and homeschool groups
right
together. Where
I'm surprised it's not more neighborhood schools or just...
No one knows their neighbors anymore.
Yeah.
So that's another issue. But I think that you would see, if people really wanted that, they'd come up with solutions. They would come up with ways to, like, homeschool groups. So, for instance, if you could find 20 or 30 homeschool kids in the area and have them all go to the same place during the daytime and pay that one parent who's there to sort of mentor or be there to as a resource or whatever. They don't have to be an expert, but it can be more of like an unschooling group or something like that where the children direct their own learning and they just have some sort of adult supervision during that process. That wouldn't be a very expensive thing. I mean, if
right
you had 20 kids together, 20 sets of parents, they could all pay, you know, X amount of dollars per month, and then all that money would go to the person who's the facilitator. That would be a way for one parent to actually make a living off
of doing
that.
Make a living, exactly.
And keep the cost down dramatically, because it could be done in someone's home or in a church or something like that. There are options, I think, for those who really think creatively
about
it. But I understand that people will at first brush up against it because, well, it's insulting considering they're paying thousands of dollars to the government state schools, and they'll still be forced to pay that money unless, of course, we find some parents who have the courage to not pay property taxes as well, in which case that would be an amazing thing if parents would actually come together and have a property tax revolt and say, you know what, we're going to pull our kids out of school and pull our money out of the government school system as well and put that money into our own private school, our own homeschooling group, or our own unschooling group. And then how many people are the government going to kick out of their homes in order to make a point?
I know, that looked pretty bad. You
families.
Know,
yeah, how many families are going to kick out of
their homes? Taking kids out of their church school. Yeah.
Yeah. So, a little bit of activism, I think, could go a long way on this issue. And I think maybe the Free State Project is where stuff like that should be tried. Go to freestateproject.org to learn more about it.
So this mother ended up having a meeting with the school officials, and they said, okay, so we can bring the backpack to school. We support that decision. And so she made a statement basically saying that they had a heart-to-heart. And the school also released a statement. They said, "We have appreciated the opportunity to meet with the Bruce family and discuss the issues. We sincerely regret that the issue of being told to leave the book bag at home was perceived as blaming Grayson." That's a son.
How else would you perceive it?
Well, that was not the intent. The perception became reality. So they admit that.
What was the intent?
I don't know. I think that they, in their mind, probably think that they are protecting him. They probably thought, your mom isn't. Because, you know, have you ever heard parents, I've heard some parents talking about how they want to let their kids decide for themselves, you know, what they're going to wear or what they're going to do mm-hmm. as far as, like, how they're going to present themselves to the world. And I think that that's a cool idea. And then I hear some parents saying, well, but then I also don't want my son or daughter to get picked on because they choose something that's not, that doesn't conform enough.
Thing
so
is, they're
going to
get picked on anyway.
It's true.
So, I mean, I don't recall wearing anything that was out of the ordinary at school, but I certainly had been picked on, and then when I got older, I did some picking on. So it was that kind of cycle of abuse thing going on. Yeah, even if everybody's wearing the same thing, and there are schools that do this, right? They'll have the school uniform policy with the idea being that people will, well, if everyone's wearing the same thing, then they can't pick on each other for not, you know, not wearing Tommy Hilfiger or Aeropostale or whatever the cool, I guess Tommy Hilfiger's probably out these days, but whatever it is that's in as far as the styles. But they could always pick on you for wearing glasses or having a front tooth missing or, you know, whatever.
Like you were saying, Ian, I mean, I think that people just, there's conformity that just kind of happens naturally where people say, I want to fit in with this group of people. And that takes looking like and talking like and imitating this group of people. And there are always going to be the people that rebel and try to go against the grain or the wear something that's going to be controversial.
Right. Even within the uniform policy, you'll still see people styling their hair differently or doing whatever kind of personal accessorizing they can do.
You can't deny people their individuality.
It
peeks through.
Liberty
no
Phoenix,
what.
You're back with us in Illinois. I think you had some more thoughts you wanted to share, so go ahead.
Yeah, I don't think that the concept of bullying is going to be stopped by taking your kids out of a public school and putting them in a private school. I love the idea of homeschooling and unschooling, but if we're going to have our kids in a school with other kids, the bullying is never going to stop until these children are removed from.
That's what I'm saying. Though, if they were at a private school, the private school would be more likely to stop it. Don't you think?
Well, but I think it's a moot point because until the parents stop raising their children utilizing violent tactics, you know, it's not going to change because these kids are being raised to think that that's normal.
I agree.
Okay.
There are still going to be bullies at a private school, but don't you also agree that as far as incentives are concerned, the private school has a greater incentive to make sure that people are safe and happy there than does a government
school?
See,
I'm worried when you say that, though, that it's going to give people the impression that when they hear about some kid having a terrible experience at private school or people that have been to private schools and said, that wasn't my experience, got bullied more than I did at public school, that they're going to think, well, I guess the market's not good at deciding these things. But private schools have a lot of restrictions put on them, I understand, from like the Department of Education or whatever.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean they can't turn down a customer. There
I don't
are
know.
Restrictions
Can they?
On, there
well,
are
private,
restrictions on curriculum, but go ahead, Liberty Phoenix.
I think the private school would have an incentive to allow the children of the richer parents to pretty much get away with murder. I mean, if they're or if
I think that's certainly
star,
true. You could definitely make an argument for that, especially if it's the son of the dean or something like that who's doing the bullying. I mean, there could be private schools who make irrational choices in that if one kid has rich parents for whatever reason that overrides the desires of a majority of parents or even a small minority of parents. To me, if I were running a school and I had somebody that was causing trouble, I'd want to deal with that trouble because I wouldn't want to lose students. Yeah, there could be exceptions to that rule, but it seems like pretty cut and dry economics to me. If enough parents are frustrated with a situation and they threaten to leave, they should leave if they don't get what they want, and then they can go and start their own school.
I think what it comes down to is the environment. The solution to bullying does not require the environment for the school to change. It requires the environment of the home to change. And until those parents start looking
into
more...
You've got to stop it at the source. I agree.
But how are you going to do that with another family?
But the school can do something about it.
Well,
they can either do something or not, right?
The only way to do it is to spread the word and let people know that there's these other ways of raising your children that are more effective, and it produces a better quality individual when they get older. I mean, yeah, it's going to take – you're going to have to try harder. Parents these days are so lazy and okay with just allowing the government to take care of their kids that it
– I agree. I would want the parents to try harder, but at the same time, if I were administrating a school – I would also, I wouldn't want to kick the bully out right at the first complaint. I think they should be on some sort of probationary period where, look, kid, you do this again or two more times, third strike and you're out kind of thing. If you keep doing this, you're going to be out of here. And so I think there are things the school can do to deal with the symptoms of the issue that you're talking about, which is bad parenting and a bad home life. And maybe the school can offer, home school classes or something like that or classes for the parents on, look, here's how to be a better parent. You either take these classes or you're going to lose your kids, not going to be at this school anymore.
I agree that the school can take steps after the fact to mitigate the amount of bullying and psychological trauma that the children suffer from being in those schoolhouses, but ultimately it's never really going to change until the household gets upgraded. So,
right. I totally agree with you, but that's not likely. I mean, the idea that every household in America is going to become this wonderful place that'll be ideal for children is not a realistic belief. I mean, there are always going to be people who will beat their kids and will treat their kids like dirt, and those kids are going to come to where other kids are, and they're going to act those things out. And thank you for the call, Liberty Phoenix. Well, I wish we could live in a society that respects the boundaries of space
one
amongst
day.
Their children.
Hopefully.
Maybe. If it was an intentional society.
It's trending that way,
if
luckily.
If people came to a single place with that viewpoint, peaceful parents or whatever, that would be cool. See you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Meowbit is free software from the Freedom Fiends that allows you to effortlessly view .bit websites. Meowbit works on all browsers. .bit is a new type of web address that's not controlled by any government or corporation. And we'll show you how to register a .bit domain today using a few cents worth of Namecoin. If anyone ever shuts down your .com website, users will still be able to get to your site using your .bit address and our free software, Meowbit. Go to meowbit.com. That's meowbit.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency, and Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you're helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available right now. Learn it, use it, and spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at weusecoins.com. That's weusecoins.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.